Breathing Pod 10. In this one, I came back real quick just to talk about my exercise routine today. So for the last 2 months, I stopped using the gym. I stopped going to the gym. I stopped, weightlifting. I've mainly been focusing on calisthenics and plyometrics and sprints to maintain and make gains. I find it that it's more challenging to focus on plyo and, cardio, sprints, and, also calisthenics. It's more challenging to just focus your breath on that because it's full body movements a lot more than weightlifting, where it's isolated movements. So, mastering reverse breathing movements in such a setting is a lot easier and can get dull a lot quicker. Whereas opposed to with, pull-ups, muscle-ups, chin-ups, whatever, leg-ups, whatever you want to do on the bars and then push-up-wise and all these other things, your breath has to be really controlled in terms of speed, full stretch to really get that stretch going, to really get full, lifts of yourself. Seen a lot of people who claim to be state record holders or world record holders or whatever, and their technique and their form is just like, it never matches their body. You ever notice that? Like, that's just not me just talking shit, but a lot of these guys that have the pull-up records and the push-up records and shit like that, they're never ripped because their form isn't correct. And when you see the push-ups, you're like, everybody, especially in the comments, look at the comments. This is stuff you can find on YouTube. Everybody in the comments is always like, because, you get what I'm saying? Real, recognize real. So if you want to get full muscle contractions and full muscle extensions, doing calisthenics, focusing on the breathing is a lot tougher in such a setting. So I feel like this has been really challenging, and I have still been making gains. Definitely not taking any losses, but there was a period of feeling stagnant. Not really. I feel like I'm making gains, but I feel like I'm stagnant in other areas. Like my biceps have definitely dropped because there's no dumbbells that I can just, isolate and do. I can do pull-ups all day, but now I'm exhausting my back, and it's all these other things because I work at a job where I have to lift heavy things all day. So, the all these things come into play. If anything, I actually utilize the simple fact that I do heavy lifting at work to improve, my body movement and conscious breathing at random times. So I strongly encourage you to do that yourself at work throughout the day. Find yourself consciously breathing all throughout the day. When I say that, I mean monitoring each in breath, making sure that your lungs are filled up with air, and then exhale and make sure that all of that air is out of you. You get what I'm saying? To really simplify it, all your negative thoughts, feelings, and actions, emotions, they're always trapped within the breath. So if you get a full breath in and a full breath out, I guarantee you, you'll see the negative dissipate. It's as if oxygen is positive thoughts and carbon dioxide is negative thoughts. It's a symbiotic relationship because they have to exist for the other to exist. We have to have oxygen to convert into carbon dioxide to give to plants, who convert it back to oxygen to give to us to convert back to carbon dioxide back to them. I'm telling you, bruh, like, you have to start to realize how connected you are with your reality. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, this is something that we know. We know that we're interacting with our own environment through just breathing. So why wouldn't you realize that your thoughts are also connected to your reality? So your reality is picking up on these thoughts. It's picking up on these exhales. Ah, this nigga ain't giving us enough carbon dioxide, so we not gonna give him enough oxygen. If you don't have enough oxygen, then are you really living? No, you're struggling and gasping for air. So make sure that you get full breaths of air always throughout the day. It's very easy to, you know, bypass that, not even think about how you're breathing. The way you're sitting on the couch, that's one way that will disrupt your breathing. The way you're laying in bed will disrupt your breathing. You gotta, you know, get up and stretch sometimes, or get into the, you know, air chair, Asian squat, you know, whatever. Stretch out, breathe, make sure that, ah, man. You know, sometimes I feel like a broken record, but at the same time, it's also necessary. I want you to understand that this is how my mind works. But as opposed to it being a nagging feeling, it's a pleasant feeling. It's this checkup. Every time I check, because I never used to check my breathing. And so, because I never used to check my breathing, my experience of reality never used to be the way that it is now. So now, the more that I check my breathing, the more that I actually manifest better. You get what I'm saying? And that's why I'm actually enjoying these breathing pods, man. Like, I had something happen yesterday that, you know, and then today, man, and numerology, and sheesh, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro, we're going to get real deep into understanding how this works, you know? And it's really humbling. It's really humbling right now. You know, I don't have that many listens. You know, I'm also not promoting. I'm just recording and publishing. But wherever people see it, they see it. You know, and it's like, I check back, and some of my previous pods have like 2 listens or something like that. And it's cool. I'm gonna keep pushing, because like, this is all for reference. You know, this is like a digital or audio paper trail. I'm giving you a formula, but I'm not giving you all the answers. I can't. I'm not supposed to. You know? And that's something we'll talk about in the next lesson. I should remember that. I'll talk about that in the next lesson. That some of the people that died in the past before, like, things switched up in the Matrix. You get what I'm saying? It's because they gave us the whole game, and they weren't supposed to do that. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, you weren't allowed to give the whole game at a certain point. But now we're at a point to where you can give the game, but, like, you know, like, you can't play the game for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can give them the game, you can teach them the game, but you can't play the game for them. Because that's the thing, is some people are letting other people play the game for them. They're tricking you into playing the game for them. This game called life, some people aren't living, and they're living off you. They're sucking you up. They're consuming you. Yeah, so we're going to talk about vampires and succubuses and shit like that, man. Like, but like, not like Dracula, like, living in Transylvania, like, can't be out in the sun. But at the same time, maybe they do exist. I'm just talking about it in a metaphorical sense of an individual who just isn't trying to advance. And they understand, or they may have been, it may have been brought to their attention that there's expansion in this reality. There's more that you can learn so you can better yourself. But they choose not to better themselves as individuals. You get what I'm saying? And they just want to cling to you because you're bettering yourself. So, you know, they kind of like start to drain you and shit. They start to feed off of you. It's weird, but I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. You know, when you really think about it. Think about what I'm saying. My description. Anyways, I'll be back in the next one. you have a good one. Y'all have a good night. You get what I'm saying? And, yeah, man. Share this if you like this, man. And, yeah, we're going to keep going. 555 pods, man. One take, take. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.